This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that word totalitarianism, it's amazing. You know, 5 years ago when we started using that terminology, nobody knew what it was. Now, all of a sudden, it's everywhere because, you know what? The totalitarians, they are here. They're out and about, and they are so, so proud of themselves. Well, you know, it's up to us now to understand what they're doing and to stop them. That's why you want to listen to this radio show. We can tell you all the things that are going on with these totalitarians. And, you know, it's interesting being in the alternative media, not the mainstream media. We are supplying more news and information about the real facts of matters surrounding our leaders. And, of course, our leaders are where are they taking us right now in this country? Destruction of the Constitution. That's really what they're trying to get to. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Presidential debates happening. Charlotte, what's happening in Charlotte? What's happening with the National Anthem protest? It's a Sunday. And, you know, you've got the NFL. You've just had college football over the weekend. And you still have baseball going on. And a lot of people protesting now at the high school level. In fact, our very own, if you're a 49er person, which I'm not anymore, if you're a 49er fan, your very own Colin Kaepernick has now been going down and encouraging high school football players to take a knee and not stand for the national anthem. You see, the virus is spreading. And it's kind of interesting. The virus started in the White House as Colin Kaepernick was invited to come to the White House where he was love bombed by Michelle Obama. And then ultimately he became, well, a convert to Islam. That's the story. That's what we're hearing. But, you know, don't you find it interesting that after 2 years of love bombing by the Obamas, that Colin is now on his mission? You know, he walks out the door and he sees his mission field. His mission field to, well, I guess you could say, do anything he possibly can do to wage cultural jihad on America. And how is he going to do that? Well, he can protest the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. And as you know, the Black Lives Matter folks are really the shock troops for Hillary Rodham Clinton. They're the ones that want to make, and well, that want to make chaos, of course, but they want to kill cops. You know, they're out and about it. You know, they just say they want to kill cops. That's who we have a presidential. Don't you just find this outrageous? We have a presidential candidate who's going to get up in front of the whole world tomorrow who hates cops. She's a cop hater, and she's using a surrogate through Black Lives Matter, who we call the Hillary Clinton shock troops that are going out and creating chaos all throughout the country. Case in point is Charlotte. Right now, North Carolina, what's going on there? Hillary Clinton shock troops. And we just had the report that came in. We reported on this the other day that of the total number of arrests that were made in Charlotte, North Carolina on the third night of rioting or protesting, I don't even call them big riots because they're not big riots. I mean, they might be around the street corner from you if it's, you know, the buildings are burning and things like that. That's a big riot. But, you know, it's not going from county to county, city to city, just spreading like crazy. But 70% of those arrested on the third night, 70% were from out of town. Ties in connection to George Soros. Shades of Ferguson, anyone? Using the false narrative that we saw in Ferguson? Black Lives Matter. Hands up, don't shoot. That was a big lie as well. And now what are we finding out about Charlotte? Well, the Charlotte shooting, they had the shoulder cams and dash cam information that came out. And it's kind of interesting. And the wife of Scott, who was the victim, he was in his car, apparently smoking a blunt. Now, we get to this blunt thing. Not many people know what blunts are. Let me kind of couch this for you. A blunt is a large doobie. A blunt is a marijuana cigarette that's been – that. What they do is they get these cigarillos and they empty them out and they have the skin left over. And then they pack it with marijuana. That's called a blunt. It's bigger than a paper zigzag joint, if you will. That's what they call a blunt. Now, of course, it's got cigar smoke about it and so on. So it kind of semi-masks the smell of the marijuana, that sort of thing. But this is what – Michael Brown was stealing from the small market that set up the whole series of events in Ferguson. He was strong-arm robbing this market, and he pushed aside the owner. Remember, you can see the picture, and maybe you don't remember. But then he takes two boxes of these cigarillos, big boxes, so he's got about 48 of them. He's going to make blunts. And what is he going to do with those blunts once he's made them? Oh, I suspect he's going to smoke all 48, right? What, in one sitting? How about he probably is going to go out and sell them? That's usually what they do. I'm telling you, that's what they do. So Michael Brown, he then gets confronted by a police officer, Wilson, who says, wait a minute, hello, you look like the guy who stole all those cigarillos. Guess what? Come here. Then what happens? Michael Brown attacks the officer, tries to get his gun, a gunshot goes off, and everything goes crazy. What was in the bloodstream of Michael Brown? High volume of THC. 18 years old. Now, let's go to Charlotte. What happened here in Charlotte? Smoking a blunt, admitted, the wife was admitting that he had just taken his medication. The man was on medication, marijuana, medication, and he had a gun. He was asked numerous times to drop it. The wife, you can hear being hysterical, saying, don't do it, telling her husband, don't do it. In other words, she knew he had a gun in his hand. And quite frankly, if you take a look at the video, the dash cam in particular, you'll see there is a motion on the right hand of Scott. His hand goes up and he gets shot. And he gets shot by what? By a Charlotte Mecklenburg officer who's black. I just wanted to throw that in there. He wanted to go home that night. So drugs and guns just kind of doesn't mix, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, the narrative in Ferguson was a lie. The narrative in Charlotte is a lie as well. But that doesn't matter to the Black Lives Matter people. That does not matter. That does not matter to the shock troops of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Does it now? It doesn't? No. They want chaos in the street. And quite frankly, I don't see a lot of chaos in the street. You know, people are thinking, oh, we're just coming apart at the seams. And of course, all the news agencies are hysterical. They think these are riots of a major proportion. I don't think so at all. I think we're just still, as American citizens, shaking our head going, What's wrong with these morons? I mean, really, truly, do they think that we're going to go back and we're going to relive the 60s and 70s after we've gone through that as a population, as we've seen really the effects and felt the effects, the great effects of Martin Luther King on our society? Do they really think that we're going to degenerate back to that? That's what they hope. What we're seeing here is the nightmarish dream of the Marxists, ladies and gentlemen, to try and pit the races against one another to destroy the United States of America. It's not going to happen. It won't happen this time, and it won't happen 20 years from now or 30 years as we go through another cycle of liberalism run amok. It won't happen. Our Constitution, it's set to stay strong and will be strong. Because more people are finding out about really the value of the Constitution, and quite frankly, it is terrifying the government. It is terrifying the ruling elite. It's terrifying the globalists. The last thing the globalists want you to understand is your Constitution and your God-given rights. That's the last thing they want. And boy, are they working overtime to stop it, such as what happened with Lavoie Finicum and what's going on up there in Malheur. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Because it needs to be explained. And what better place to do it here than on Agenda 21 Radio? Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Get you to the same place. You can email me, paul at a21r.com. Visit our website. We've got tons of news and information for you. And we're going to be talking about the Liberty Tour and some of the things that are happening there. You definitely want to pay attention. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com is the email. And I really do appreciate the emails and the telephone calls that I've been getting. And We're putting up everything up on our Podbean podcast so that you won't miss out on any of the shows. We got a great scolding from one of our listeners who called me the other day. It was great. She had been driving in the car, and she had to get out. And she was at home, and she was listening to us on the podcast off of Red State Talk Radio. By the way, we'll talk about that in a second. And she had to get in her car. And she couldn't get the connection going on in her car as she was, because, you know, she's out of the area. So she was trying to get the connection on her cell phone with TuneIn. Is that it? Yeah, TuneIn. And so she finally got the connection with TuneIn, but she missed about 15 minutes of the show. Now, I'm going to try and get to this. I'm reminding myself here. I'm going to try and get to this, and I'll tell the story again. But she missed part of the show when I was talking about Michael Hastings and how he died, all the stuff that goes on with, Bo Bergdahl and all that good stuff, and the interconnectedness. So she missed that whole thing, and she was dying to find out more about it. And she went to the website, and she tried to queue it up, and it wasn't there, you know, on the podcast. And she's kind of like going off on me. I'm like going, well, you know, ma'am, I'm still doing the show. It hasn't hit the podcast yet. But, you know, hey, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Anyway, but thanks for listening. And by the way, turned out she did some very nice things for Agenda 21 Radio as a result of that. I really appreciate that. Anyway, so this is the modern day that we live in. So, by the way, listening to Agenda 21 Radio, you can listen to us on KMYC 1410 AM. That's our flagship radio station here, high atop Mount Huth in Northern California in the Sacramento area, just north of Sacramento and Marysville, Yuba City, California. Depending upon the year and the yield, we are the second or third largest rice-producing area in the world. Strategically, an important place to be, but we're very happy to be here. Also, Red State Talk Radio, it's our national feed, and you can listen to us. We're one of the top 10 talkers in the nation out of 85 top talkers and digitally, Agenda 21 Radio. And you can listen to us on Red State Talk Radio Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time as well. It plays on the Encore channel, so it plays the second time. And also, you can listen to us, I believe it's 2 o'clock in the morning on Red State Talk Radio as well. And on the weekends, we definitely play at 6 a.m. Pacific, 6 to 9. So anyway, we have all the apps. You go to Red State Talk Radio, you can get all the apps, TuneIn, iHeart, all that stuff, so that you can listen to Agenda 21 Radio. I've got a lot of listeners, a lot of things happening on Red State Talk Radio, I might add, and I know this is kind of like a big commercial, but you got to listen to what's going on. Big things happening for Agenda 21 Radio and Red State Talk Radio, and some other things happening as well. So stay tuned to that. Okay, a little bit of information coming your way. We are sponsoring the Liberty Tour number 5, our fifth Liberty Tour here on Agenda 21. Can you believe it's already been 5? And the impact of these Liberty Tours has been substantial, and nothing like the impact of Liberty Tour number 3, but also number 4. We had a huge impact going forward there because of the trilaterals. We had Patrick Wood, who was one of our featured speakers. It was a great tour. And the Liberty Tour number 3, Wiki, were you there at that one up in Nevada County? Wiki, you weren't? Okay. Anyway, that's the one that Scott Bennett was at, and that's the one that Vladimir Putin actually saw the presentation that was made. And when that happened, guess what? They started bombing ISIS. It's kind of an interesting story, and we're still engaged with this story, by the way. And it's also the story that's prompted the Trump people to call Hillary and President Barack Hussein Obama the founders of ISIS, because it opened up the door for people to clearly understand the policy positions that they took. And much credit to Scott Bennett. He wrote the book called Shell Game, and he was thrown in jail for 2 years because the government was trying to shut him up over this information that he produced about how the president and Hillary Rodham Clinton were funding and financing ISIS. It's just incredible. That came out from ours. Now, this is going to be another really big one as well. It's going to be Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings in the Marysville, Yuba City, Live Oak area. It's actually the specific address is 1179 Eager Road, Live Oak. And we're going to be featuring, this is a big one, because we know how important the story is to get out about the Constitution. And the Constitution, I'm telling you, it is a bulwark right now. And people are starting to come alive to the thought that, wait a minute, we are living in an unconstitutional government society, you know, America right now. We're completely unconstitutional. As you know, here's the headline. Here's one of the headline stories that we're going to be covering here. Just listen to this headline I'm going to cover. And this is a headline that came from John Schindler. We've featured articles by Schindler. And by the way, this article is up on Agenda 21 Radio. But just listen to the headline and it'll tell you everything. This is what the headline is. FBI investigation of email gate was a sham. That's today. This is a story that's come out. NSA analyst, we now have incontrovertible proof the Bureau never had any intention of prosecuting Hillary Clinton. Hello? And, of course, what we've done, just a little side note, is we've broken it down as to who Jim Comey really is. And we find out he's a shill for the Clintons. The fix has always been in here. So, but this is my proof that I'm telling you that we have no confidence now in the FBI. Because they're acting unconstitutionally. And by the way, that's what they want to do. The globalists want us to be unconstitutional. They want to break down the rule of law. And their notion is, we can break down the rule of law in America, and we can replace it with our law. Get it? Now, think about that. They want us to give up our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, so that they can rule us. That's what it comes down to. That's what the globalists want to do. That's not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen. We're going to stand in opposition to that. And that's why, you know, the dumbing down of education and everything. And, of course, I was in education for 41 years. I saw this whole thing taking place. People do not have a grip on what it truly means to have and to function within our own Constitution constitutionally. It's been diluted over years, purposely so. So we're offering a special Constitution Liberty Tour in which we're going to lay down the law for you so that you understand what your constitutional rights are, so that you can, quote, spread the virus, which, by the way, was exactly what the Bundys were doing up there in Harney County, in which Lavoie Finicum was doing the night that he was murdered by who? President Barack Hussein Obama. He was murdered on Highway 395, just right outside of Grant County. And what was he doing? He was going to spread the word and set up a Constitution class in Grant County. He had 300 people waiting for him. Yet he was sidetracked and assassinated by the federal government. We're going to bring that story to you because Lavoie's wife, she will be at the Liberty Tour October 28th and 29th. It's an unbelievable story, ladies and gentlemen. But it tells you, and should tell you, and you should be learning from this, that you have to exercise your constitutional rights. That's what they mean by a living constitution, is when you're exercising your rights, not changing it around. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821r.com. We'll be right back.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Are you ready for an awesome summer? Check out Shooter's Paradise for the newest things going on. Women's self-defense classes, laser shot, virtual shooting, CCW classes, Women's League, Battle of the Sexes, and our first annual Summer Showdown event. Shooter's Paradise this summer. 1407A Calusa Highway in Yuba City. 530-673-4100. That's Shooter's Paradise, 1407A Calusa Highway in Yuba City.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, geez. How's that microphone going on out there, Wiki? Little mic check on here. Okay. Anyway, so many things happening, and you know, I was kind of going off on the Constitution there a little bit, and what's been happening with guys like Jim Comey, and of course now I just can't resist it because we now know that Jim Comey is a shill for the Clintons, and so what does that mean, and what does that say about our FBI? Now it's kind of interesting. We have this shooting up in Washington, and the suspicion that's growing right now, my sources are telling me by way of email and text, which I just got, that this is an Islamic attack. Now, it's kind of interesting, and this is up in Burlington, Washington, last night. If you did not hear, we had another ISIS attack by the army of President Barack Hussein Obama. ISIS attacked again the United States last night. And it was a single shooter. 20-year-old individual who walked in, killed five people in a Macy's store there in the Cascade Mall, I believe it is, in Burlington, and then walked off. He escaped. He escaped, which just doesn't happen, right? He literally walked off the reservation. Now, when I say that, I want you to understand why I say the reservation. Because in all these Islamic attacks, except for a couple, and we've been noticing this, that all of the perpetrators, the shooters, have killed themselves or allowed themselves to be killed, right? So this guy literally did not follow the game plan that's been set down so many times by all preceding ISIS attacks. So, you know, to me, to us, the real conspiracy theorists out here who have the tinfoil hat on, you know, we're putting two and two together. And by the way, we just don't make these claims lightly. We talk to people that are engaged in this kind of stuff and have been for years. You know, we have a great staff of people who feed us the information. Our sources are fabulous on Agenda 21 Radio. Been with us for years. This is a psyop. And you know, you get into the Alex Jones, listen, I hate to tell you, but it's true. All this stuff is happening around you. These psychological operations are happening around you. It's cultural jihad. I'm trying to weave all this tapestry together for you to understand. This guy is an operator. He was made operational. We call the term made operational. Remember the Oregon shooter? He was made operational. There was a process by which that took place. We're still investigating that, by the way, because it goes right to Bo Bergdahl. Yeah, Bo Bergdahl, you know, the guy who was held captive by the Taliban. There's a whole thing that goes along with that. The interconnectedness of that is not unrelated to what's going on up here in Washington. Now, this is – we are investigating, which they don't like. The people behind this do not like when myself and others, we go out and we start looking into – you know, we start looking – putting our nose under the tent, so to speak. And what we're seeing is that right now it looks like this is an Islamic terrorist attack that occurred last night. That's what's happening. Now, they put out disinformation early on. They said the shooter walked away and he was being identified as a Mexican. Not true. When they picked him up, and this is the important thing, when they picked him up this morning, he had walked off towards I-5, which would take him everywhere, but he apparently avoided all that. But they found him walking along the street in a, quote, zombie-like trance. A 20-year-old young man, and guess what? He's a Turk. He's from Turkey. He's a Muslim. So now you start putting the pieces, he's from Turkey, he's got a gun, he kills five people. Islamic-related, probably. Is it terror? Yes, it's terrorism. So, you know, you start putting those pieces of the puzzle together. Guess what? One has to reach that conclusion. Gee whiz. We don't need to go through this all over again. This is the point. He literally walked off the reservations. In these cases, what we have been told, and we have – this is not new to listeners on Agenda 21 Radio. We have been told these guys kill themselves deliberately. And there's a whole linkage that goes to marijuana. That's for another time. But marijuana is the linkage in part of this. This guy, as all these other people before him, was supposed to kill himself or find a way to be killed. That's part of the operational MO that these people have. And that's why I say last night he literally just walked off the reservation. So now we have a guy, and this is the thing that's relevant. Now we have a guy who literally walked off the reservation. They found him in a zombie trance and state. What does that tell you about his mindset going in and killing people? By the way, same blank stare, same zombie state when he walked in. The red flags go up. And now those people are saying, oh, he's mentally ill. Really? he's really? But he's not Mexican. You know, and I got to take offense in great umbrage to that because the way they laid that out last night, we caught on to that right away. We looked at the picture and said, that's not a, you know, this is the thing. People on the East Coast, if they don't know how, you know, Mexico and the United States and Hispanics have kind of blended into California and the rest of the West, they aren't really kind of understanding of a visual of what a Mexican or a Muslim would look like. We can tell the difference visually. We can see that. And everybody's going, he's not a Mexican. And so I take great offense to that they would infer. But again, what they're trying to do is deflect now. We can't have all these Muslims being blamed for all this ISIS behavior, right? Even though it is ISIS behavior and it's Muslims that are creating all this, radical Islam. We can't be saying that, right? So it can't be any more – no more relation. It's got to be radical Mexican. That's what they're going to try and do. It's not going to work. But this is my point. One's off the reservation. That's not good. Because if, in fact, people in Washington really start to investigate this guy and they don't allow the feds in, they might get something that they didn't bargain for. They might find out that this guy's been, manipulated mentally in a number of different ways. he was put up to it, as a lot of ISIS fighters, so-called ISIS fighters, are through this whole cultural jihad. And by the way, the FBI, how disingenuous, how offensive can they get? You know, the redacted tapes and redacted transcripts that came out of the Pulse nightclub. Remember all that, ladies and gentlemen? Remember that? Well, guess what? The judge said they have to be sent out now, and you cannot eliminate, you cannot redact anything out of it. And guess what we're finding? Remember they said they wanted to remove anything that was Islamic out of those tapes? This was the FBI and the Justice Department, because they didn't want the Pulse nightclub to be seen as an Islamic ISIS attack, which it was. And what happens? The guys, the transcripts are out, and it's all about Islam. It's all about ISIS. It's all about attacking ISIS, attacking the Americans. It's all about that. It didn't have anything to do with being gay, by the way. But I sure find it very, very offensive that our very own FBI would be engaging that. But it doesn't surprise me, and it shouldn't. And especially by this article we're going to get into in the next segment about the FBI investigation of Emailgate was a sham. And yesterday, we find out for the very first, actually Friday afternoon, I couldn't believe, you know, so much, the Friday night dump we appreciate on Agenda 21 Radio, because it's an explosion of news, and it just sets up the cycle. What we found out on Friday was Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin and all these other people were given immunity for their testimony. And just guess what? Jason Chaffetz and other members of Congress, they just found out on Friday that they did that. They did that months ago. They were made laughing stocks by the Hillary Clinton administration. Isn't that interesting? This shows you the level of lawlessness that we have in this country and the level of disregard that our FBI, James Comey, the director, and Loretta Lynch have, the disdain they have for the Constitution. They're trampling upon the Constitution. And, you know, what does that say for the generations underneath? This is what I say. We have to rise up above these people, ladies and gentlemen. We have to find the ways to stay constitutional ourselves. That's why we need to know what the Constitution is. And we need to put people at the local level on notice that we expect them to perform and be constitutional and abide by their oath of office. And it's pretty clear that we're getting to a point that those oath keepers out there cannot listen to this president and cannot listen to orders from the Justice Department, and they should not. You city officials, don't allow justice in. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're trying to restore constitutional behavior with our lawmakers, because right now we are really on the precipice of, losing our Constitution altogether if we don't wake up. And that's one of the things that we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why we're sponsoring Liberty Tour Number 5, which is all about the Constitution, about your constitutional rights. And by the way, for kids 14 and under, it's free to come to Agenda 21 Radio's Liberty Tour Number 5 on the 28th and 29th. It's a $10 fee to get in. If you're not a first responder, not a police officer or a student, it's $10 to get in. It's for both nights, both days, both day and night. Anyway, this article that came out about the investigation, which just happened, it's coming on the heels of another document dump on Friday, more from the FBI. And what it's showing is complete utter disdain for the Constitution by Jim Comey, our very own, somebody who's supposed to be enforcing the Constitution. Clearly, he's not. And back in the day, clearly, he should be impeached. His own criminal behavior almost is what I'm going to call this. It really seems like it. Anyway, the article says, as it goes on from Schindler, says, from the moment of the email gate scandal went public more than a year ago, it was obvious that the Federal Bureau of Investigation never had much enthusiasm for prosecuting Hillary Clinton or her friends. And under President Obama, the FBI grew so politicized that it became impossible for the Bureau to do its job, at least where high-ranking Democrats were concerned. Says, as he observed, this is Schindler now, says, as I observed in early July when Director James Comey announced that the FBI would not be seeking prosecution of anyone on Team Clinton over Emailgate, the Bureau had turned its back on its own traditions of floating above partisan politics in the pursuit of justice. Quote, malfeasance by the FBI, its bending to political winds, is a matter that should concern all Americans regardless of their politics, it was stated by the writer. Noting that it's never a healthy turn of events in a democracy when your secret police force gets tarnished by politics. Brown shirts, anyone? You see, this is when you start using the tool against you and me, when government like the FBI starts to get used against us. Now, I'm going to stop at this point and give you a prime example where the FBI has been used against us, and that is the murder of Lavoy Finicum by this government. Because it was the two state senators, U.S. senators, to Oregon who went to Jim Comey at a critical time in January of 2016 and requested that, quote, we've got to stop the spread of the virus, Mr. Comey, and you need to take charge and you need to get your boys down there to Harney County and stop the spread of the virus. And what was so concerning to these state senators was the spread of the virus was the learning the teaching that was going on about the Constitution to the citizens of Harney County by people like Chris Ann Hall, like the Bundys, like Finicum, and others that were there, that were at Malheur, that were occupying. They were occupying, not destroying. They were occupying. They were occupying, and they were setting up classes and teaching the people of Harney County about their constitutional rights to packed houses. And that was putting a lot of pressure and a lot of heat because people were going to their leaders, their government officials, and demanding answers within hours of these constitutional classes being taught. Because they figured out they're being screwed by these people, and they know about the Clintons, and they know about Harney County and the resource-rich area. They know about the Clinton Foundation, how Hillary Rodham Clinton helped facilitate Uranium One, Bill Gates, and so on, to plunder Harney County, get people off, like the Hammonds, off their property, to steal their property through the brown shirt behavior of the Bureau of Land Management. They know that. Well, the spread of the Constitution, the viral spread was growing, and they had to put a stop to it. And they planned, and I listened to the conversation. I heard the radio, the conversation that was being done with Lavoie Finicum and the Bundys and so on. They planned to go to Grant County and set up a constitutional class. They had 300 people waiting for them the night that Lavoie was killed. And they were going to teach him about the Constitution. That's the virus, and they go to Jim Comey. And Jim Comey helps to execute a plan working with the White House. And guess what? Lavoie Finicum, the plan, called for his murder and murder of others. And now the government wants to cover it up like crazy. Boy, are they working overtime to cover this whole thing up. They are absolutely working overtime. They don't want you to know about what they did to Lavoie Finicum, all because of the Constitution. And Jim Comey was right in on it. That's where we're going with this government, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening with our leadership up there. This is where it's at. Now, what do? In kind, we learn about the Constitution. We stand upon the Constitution. We exercise our constitutional rights. And that's why I say one of the great things we've done in this country over the last 8 years of the tyranny that we've seen is we have exercised our constitutional rights by doing what? Well, it's people starting their own radio shows, their own blog sites, their own radio shows, or, you know, all these things going on, podcasts, everything, just exploding, YouTube's just exploding to keep the Constitution intact. And it's working. Oh, by the way, what do they do about not just the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of religion and assembly, but they also go out and support the Second Amendment. They live the Second Amendment by doing what? Buying more guns and ammunition. You see, this administration has been a wonderful salesman for the gun manufacturers in this country. And we will stand upon our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we need to be doing. Don't do things unlawfully. Let them do the things unlawful. And they have been doing it, and it's on display for everyone to see. And that's why we have to make a discerning difference between who we're going to vote for. And tomorrow night in the debate, we should be able to see it perfectly in front of us. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, getting emails from our friends and listeners out there, and this one comes from Bill Steiner, Pennsylvania. And I'm definitely going to have to post this up on the internet. This is a sign that he got, and it's an email, and I'm taking up time I shouldn't be taking, but I'm going to do it anyway. It says, increase your odds of dying from terrorism. Vote Hillary Clinton. Bill strikes again, the wonderful Bill Steiner, and a radical Muslim shot and killed Americans in a gay club in Orlando. Let's ignore the fact the shooter was Muslim. Let's pass more gun control laws for law-abiding Americans. And let's continue to bring more Muslim refugees to the United States. Hillary Clinton. This goes on. This guy is just, he's got all the things. You know, check us out on Facebook, by the way, and also our Twitter page. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Hillary Clinton is not going to be exposed to the Flowers girl. Apparently, Donald Trump has decided not to have Jennifer Flowers there. And I don't know about the other ones that Bill Clinton was having affairs with, if they're going to show up. I know Mark Cuban is going to be there tomorrow night. It's going to be kind of an interesting thing. And, you know, I'm kind of excited. It's going to be kind of interesting to see the positions that these two take. And by the way, you know, stay tuned to Red State Talk Radio after the debate, because we'll be moderating a session there with a whole bunch of people talking about what happened at the debate and all that. That will be coming from Philadelphia, which is where the mothership, the great mothership of Red State Talk Radio is. And actually, it broadcasts right directly over Independence Hall. Isn't that interesting? From a building right that overlooks Independence Hall. It's absolutely phenomenal. We're going to be going back there here before the end of the year, actually, to do a bunch of radio stuff. So anyway, stay with us. We got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about the Eagle Forum of California, and they have a constitutional class coming up, and it's going to be actually here in the next week. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And we're also going to be talking about this national anthem, Brouhaha. And, you know, we have our own boycott going on. We're declaring that October 9th, we're going to boycott the NFL. And it's a real simple thing. Just don't watch the NFL for one day. They'll lose millions of dollars if everybody does this nationally, and they'll start to get the message, perhaps controlling their players that are, well, I guess you would say, creating cultural jihad. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, we are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.